It's a little bit called Does That Make Me Crazy? We want to get your calls on it right now. Our number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Does that make me crazy?
Those things you do and nobody's looking.
Does that make me crazy?
And you kind of have to do them. I don't know. Or you've always done them. And you wonder if maybe they make you a little bit weird. We'll let you know here. We're now officially credited.
Yeah.
So we can make an official decision on your sanity. So just give us a call, 800-543-3548, and we'll let you know. Let's go around the room real quick, see if anybody's got any.
All right.
Okay.
We've been doing this forever. If you don't have one, that's cool.
Yeah, I have to rack my brain sometimes.
Yeah, go ahead, Big Al.
If I find a random hair in my house that's not mine, obviously it's like a long hair from a girl, I'll put it like on the windowsill or somewhere and just kind of save them. I've got like four or five just kind of sitting there.
Oh, my.
Are they all the same color?
Al, like you need to get rid of those because they can be used for DNA evidence later.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Is your cell phone clipped to your belt?
Yeah.
Ow.
You're that guy?
I lost my phone, man.
You just decided not to be black anymore?
Dude, I lost my phone in Mexico, and it just...
How do you do that? How do you...
I see a lot of brothers.
How does a cool brother have his phone on his belt?
No, I see a lot of brothers.
No way. Catch it on?
Because brothers have lost their phone. Dude, I got in a cab.
This is the unholy union of brothers and geeks.
Dude, I'm telling you. Dude,
well, you never know when that drug deal is going to come
through. Yeah, they normally have it like...
I see having your pager on there, Jim.
Right?
Lil Wayne.
I just say, hit me on the hip, baby.
Yeah, Lil Wayne has it on his
hip. Hit me on the hip.
Hit me on the hip.
Hit me on the hip. 80s man. Jive Turkey.
Only brothers can do that.
Wow.
White guys
love Jive Turkey.
Crazy or not crazy? Saving the hairs on the windowsill.
Or the clip in the phone to your belt. Which one are you asking on?
Either one.
Both just sad.
All right, Jenna, you are up.
I've been thinking about my funeral, and you know how they blow up a giant portrait of you so everyone can stare at you? A big
that's only
image.
If you got closed casket.
That's only if it's closed casket.
Well,
but anyway.
I've been thinking about... That
plan
picture.
On dying a horrible death named so badly you can't have an open casket? Or are you doing a cremation?
You can do a picture, too.
Or a cremation. If you do a cremation, okay. You do a
every
photo.
Funeral I've been to, there's been a photo. So, anyways, I'm so concerned about the photo that will be chosen that I won't have any say in what that picture will be.
Well, you want to go get a glamour portrait taken?
Taken just to use for the funeral. I think so. Does that make me crazy? I'm going to go get portraits taken
every
to be
year.
Used.
You
want
to have your death shot ready.
Yeah.
You need to take one every 5 years. Don't be that 80-year-old person that has a 20-year-old
in the
picture.
Obit.
Yeah.
Be like, that's not what she looks
because you look
like.
At the obit and you're like, oh, they're so young. And you're like, wait, they're 86.
All right.
Ready for you, Kelly Raspberry.
I'm Kelly Raspberry. I buy shoes to impress gay men. Does that make me crazy?
So does Kid.
Hey.
I don't think that makes you crazy.
My mother and I literally had a discussion over this pair of shoes. I lusted after about 3 or 4 months ago. They were way too expensive. Completely impractical. And studded shoe booties. I put them back on the shelf. And then I went back yesterday. They were on sale for like $40 off. Still completely impractical. And we had this long discussion about them. She goes, Kelly, you can't wear those out. No man is ever going to want to date you. I said, but my gay friends will love them.
Because they make you so freaking tall, right?
I'm like 6'2" in these things.
Oh, man.
Love it. They'll be out of season, out of style next season. But I'm like, but my gay friends will love them. So I bought them.
Buying shoes for gay men? Not crazy.
Not crazy.
Does that make me crazy?
No, not crazy. You got to.
Have you gone yet, JC?
No, not yet.
I'll go and let you go last, all right?
Okay.
Mine's kind of stupid. I play piano at home, practice at home and stuff. And sometimes when I'm playing a song, at the end, I'll talk to the audience.
Give us an example.
I try to establish a rapport with the fictitious audience.
Want to break us off a little something?
Oh, really?
Come on, you got the piano, right?
Well, you have to.
I do that too, kid.
How can
you
not?
But then I notice that there's people, I play on my balcony, and then people are out there, and they actually listen to me.
All right, you're at home, there's nobody in the room. No one.
So I would end the song with like,
of course you go to that one.
Thank you. So, where's everybody from? Cool. We do take requests. Don't forget, Thursday night is ladies' night. Here's a little song with the same sound. Wait a minute. We have a request. Yeah, what would you like to hear?
Okay.
See, I'm just trying to get.
Well, why are there? Do you have like these blow up dolls that you talk to?
No.
In my head.
Not as far as you know, I don't.
So does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Makes you sad.
Because at least I'm talking to people when I do it.
What do you mean?
Because I play on the balcony and people started coming out and listening.
Big shot.
They ask for Lady Gaga a lot.
Let's hear yours.
I'm JC. And I like to pretend that I'm on Jersey Shore and actually do little confessionals on my couch.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you record these?
You must record them.
Because Kinsey gets mad at me when I do it, so I try not to.
Give us an example. I just gave you one.
So let's say a scene plays.
Uh-huh.
Like, they just got that new Dina girl.
Yeah.
And then I'll pretend like I'm in the house and be like, you know what? I don't think Dina's that bad. I think she looks like a fun chick. Can't wait to get in the hot tub.
Wow. Oh, my.
Wow. You'd never be cast.
Oh. Why not?
Now, me talking to the audience on my piano, is that so weird?
Well, Kinsey's sitting there.
No, yours is still sad.
Yeah.
JC's is more delusional.
Oh, okay. Right.
Kinsey's sitting there. It's fine. Yeah. Well, I can't be on Jersey Shore. I'm not from Jersey, duh.
And none of them are
neither
either.
Neither are they. They go there to vacation.
Yeah.
Danielle, hello.
I would turn off if a white vanished behind me, or I won't park next to them because I'm afraid they might kidnap me.
Hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm with her
it
on
has
that.
To be a white,
if there's
say
a white van in the area, she won't park. Does that make
well,
her
you mean,
crazy?
Well, you mean the windowless vans, right?
The panel van?
Yes, the big white plain van.
Yeah.
Delivery
that's
van.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I usually won't either unless they've got candy.
And you know what? The thing is, you'll never know how many times your life has been spared because of that decision.
Yeah.
Not crazy.
How about zero?
They sell
not
some good
crazy
stereo equipment out of those vans.
Whatever.
Though.
All right. Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, I want to be kidnapped. Does that make me crazy?
You
want
to be kidnapped?
Yeah.
Does that make
yes,
you crazy? Why do you want to be kidnapped?
Because you want to be the center of attention?
I don't, well, kind of like, I don't know, you know, your mom always says when you're little, you know, no, don't go there by yourself, you'll get kidnapped. Well, now that I got older, I'm like, well, hey, I think that would be kind of awesome.
Oh, my God.
I
felt crazy.
No, I think that's not even funny.
I felt crazy.
I used to want to get kidnapped as a kid to see if I could get out of it.
Yeah.
I grew out of it.
But it's not like all the attention of like all the people like trying to look for me and stuff. And I think
it's about being the center of attention. You just need to get married, honey.
Yeah. I just want to see if I can
get
out of it.
Get married. Don't get kidnapped.
I'm just afraid it, for me, it's going to be like they'll have my family on speaker.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, we need $2 million. My family going,
oh, wow. That's a lot.
Get back with you on that.
Yeah. Let me see if we can get some people together. Yeah.
We'll call you later.
We'll call you.
Yeah. I don't want to be kidnapped.
No. Most kidnappings don't end up well.
No, they don't.
No.
I learned that. That's why I don't want to be kidnapped anymore.
I wouldn't tell that to anybody else either.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. When I go to Starbucks in the morning, I cannot take one sip of coffee until I have lined up the front of the cup and the front of the little paper holder and the little sippy seal.
Oh, my.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. It makes you organized.
OCD.
No, you're fine.
Whatever. All right.
And at Christmas time, it throws me off because there's not a front of the cup.
Oh, that's right.
Wow. That's funny. It just made me think when I drink out of one of those paper cups, I always have to have the seam of the cup on my fingers. You know what I'm saying?
Like a football.
You don't want it to touch your lips.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey. Does it make me crazy that when someone throws a cigarette out the window and I drive over it, I make this explosion sound?
It makes you a little 5-year-old boy trapped in a grown man's body.
That's what you are.
I'd hang out with Charlie any day.
You're 5 years old.
That's what I like to do.
That's funny.
Taking your calls for Does That Make Me Crazy?
800-543-3548.
Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, when I walk through parking lots, I peer through people's windows. Does that make me crazy?
No.
We all do that.
We all do it. Yeah, you're fine.
You're a little nosy, though.
What if you miss something?
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do is go walking in neighborhoods at night and looking in people's, Freddie used to say, you're such a peeping Tom. I was like, no, I want to see how they have it decorated.
Sure you do.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm curious. Johnny does the same thing.
Right.
Well, something like that.
Lucy, hi.
Hey, my boyfriend broke up with me, and I drove miles out of my way and beat his door down. Does that make
it
crazy?
How many miles matters because you cut out right there. How many miles did you drive?
About 60.
60 miles.
Oh,
so an hour.
And you beat his door down.
Were you wearing a diaper at the time so you didn't have to make a stop?
Oh, boy.
No, I was in my pajamas.
Oh, boy.
Wow. You're fine. You're fine.
No, you're crazy.
You should go out.
I think she didn't do enough.
Really, Jenna? Beating the door down was not enough. Then you got to go inside and take care of what's in there.
Or slash the tires.
Burn the house or something.
Break his windshield.
This is Does That Make Me Crazy with Kid Craddock in the Morning. And Leah, you're on. Hi.
Hi. I'm married and I got a crush on JC. Does that make me crazy?
Oh, look at you. Aww.
Sweet.
Get in line, honey.
JC's married too, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no.
Married crushes.
No,
you can
have
fun. Yeah, you're good.
All right. Let's go to Fran. Hey, Fran. Good morning.
Hey, I can't have any of my food touching, even if I'm in a restaurant. Does that make me crazy?
A lot of people are like that. A lot of people do that. I'm gonna. I guess if enough people do it, it's not crazy anymore. So I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, no.
There are certain foods I don't want to touch. I know a lot of people like the corn and mashed potatoes mixed together. To me, that's not good. No, I'm not a fan.
Do you like to mix the beans and the rice?
No. Well, yeah, that's okay.
That's a good mix.
Yeah. It's got to be a good mix. No. You won't even do that, huh? Wow.
No.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Ketchup on mashed potatoes is really good, too. Have you tried that?
No. I'm not.
That's gross.
No, it's good.
Well, you eat french fries with ketchup.
Right? By the way, in my new Vitamix this weekend, I'll be making homemade ketchup.
Did you get it?
Have you made anything with it?
Yes. I put... I haven't been to the grocery store lately, so I was kind of limited.
Okay.
So in my $500 mixer, blender, I put a can of pineapples.
Okay. The whole can.
The little chopped up pineapples, and just blended that up. It was good.
That's it.
Yeah, it was good.
Pineapple juice.
A smoothie.
Pineapples.
Are they paying you yet?
They're not paying me yet.
Do you have a recipe for homemade ketchup, or is it something you're going to kind of just...
No, it's a recipe. It's a recipe. Yeah. It's going to be good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it like sugar and tomatoes? Pretty much.
That's probably two of the ingredients.
Yeah.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey, I like to peel people's sunburns.
You and my daughter.
I bet you pop back pimples too, right?
Kinsey does that.
When me and my sister were little, we used to have contests to see who could get the bigger piece.
Wow.
Yeah, that's normal.
Listen, we actually, when I was married, we actually stopped taking the family vacation to the beach because my daughter could not control herself with my sunburn. She would just, I get so annoying that she'd be like, let me peel you, let me peel you, let me peel you. Because my shoulders burn. Yeah. Let me peel you. I'm like, no.
It's awesome.
So from now on, we're going to Alaska. Forget it. All right. Does that make me crazy with Kid Craddock in the morning? Jennifer, hi.
Hey, I have to drive with my knees instead of my hands. Does that make me crazy?
No, of course not. You're probably texting.
How do you turn?
Yeah, what's your license plate number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. It's weird. I like that, too. I just put my hands in my lap and drive on my knees. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know why.
You put your hands up and go, woo.
Yeah, wait, like you just don't care.
Put my hands in my lap and drive with my knees. If you're just driving straight.
Look at me driving reckless.
What if you have a blowout or something?
Wow. That's bad. That it would be bad.
How are you going to control that?
Yeah.
Well, it could be she's getting a blowout, like, you know, doing her hair.
Oh, that's
she needs
true.
Her hands for that.
That's brilliant. Yeah, that's good.
Hello, Sear. No, wait, what's that say? Sean. Sean, my bad.
Sears.
Hi, Sears. Hi, Sean.
Hey.
Hey.
Okay, so whenever I have to go to the bathroom, like at a friend's house or someone else's house or my house, before I pee,
anywhere?
I have to look behind the shower curtain.
I'm
like,
so
every
with you.
Time.
Of course
Does
you
that
do.
That make me crazy?
No, it doesn't. I do the same thing. That's absolutely normal.
You have to, because you never know when one of your buddies
There's going
to
be somebody in there.
Yeah,
at some
you never
point.
Know. Like, what if there's someone back there?
Yeah.
You never know.
I had to change up the order because what I used to do, I'd walk into the bathroom, I would prepare to do that.
Holla.
And then I would open the shower curtain. Wrong order because I've already prepared and I'm in a bad place.
Yeah.
Especially if they have a knife.
I don't want the guy behind the hiding in my shower to think I'm weirder than he is.
You could save time by just peeing in the shower.
Oh, wow. That's disgusting.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, don't take a shower at Al's house, son.
Yeah.
You ever peed in the shower?
Oh, Jenna.
If I have a toilet, I'm going to pick the toilet.
Doesn't the shower make you have to pee?
Yes, it does.
Much, yeah.
It's fine if the
water is in the bathroom.
You're lying if you say you've never peed in the shower.
Use the bathroom and then get in the shower.
Because I don't have to go till I'm in there.
If the water's going, it's fine.
Very famous Madonna moment from the 90s on David Letterman where she said that it's good for her feet.
It is. It's good.
Yeah. For athlete's foot or something.
Uh-huh.
Weird. Shirley said that,
And when you get bitten by a stingray or something?
Yeah, right.
Jellyfish.
If you get bitten by a jellyfish in the shower, that will take care of it.
Take care of that.
Hey, Joanna.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
When I'm watching a DVD and I go to pause it, I can't stand it if it's not a flattering picture of the person on TV.
Oh,
my
God.
I have to keep hitting play until I get something flattering or else I feel bad that I've left them on the screen with an ugly face.
Aww, ladies and gentlemen, so we have crazy.
All right. That's cute crazy, though.
If you've got it, does that make me crazy?
Oh, man.
Tweet it to us, @KidNation.